Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at cajons.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We start in Berlin, where Jonathan Taylor had 244 rushing yards and found the end zone three times to help the Colts outlast the Falcons 31-25 in overtime. Down in Miami, Devon Achane racked up 174 yards on the ground. He scored twice. Dolphins pull off the upset of the week, besting the Bills 30-13. The Seahawks chopped up their seventh win of the season after they doubled up the Cards 44-22 in Seattle. Bears 6-3 after their best start since 2018 after they knocked off the G-Men 24-20 in Chicago. Trevion Henderson ran for a 147 and a pair of scores, his best game as a pro. Pats escaped Tampa with a 28-23 win. And in Sunday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers threw a pair of picks, was sacked three times. Chargers 7-3 after they best the Steelers 25-10 in L.A. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Islamic American Relations Office calls for Slo County District Attorney to retract social media posts. I'll have details on that and more coming up. A mostly cloudy day ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton. They're your European auto repair specialists. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow has been sent a letter by the Greater Los Angeles Area Office on American-Islamic Relations. The letter expresses deep concern over Dan Dow's recent social media posts regarding Mayor-elect for New York City, Zoran Mandami. On Wednesday last week, Dan Dow retweeted a post which displays the Twin Towers burning following the September 11th attacks with the caption, "New York already forgot." Another post retweeted by Dow says, "New York, what have you done?" with a video of a plane hitting one of the two towers. The letter to Dan Dow reads, "By drawing a false and dangerous equivalence between Mayor-elect Mandami's election and 9/11, you have promoted the tired stereotype that Muslims are inherently tied to terrorism simply because of their faith." The letter asks for Dan Dow to make a public retraction from the posts and issue a clear, unequivocal apology, acknowledging the harm they have caused. Since that letter, Dow has made two direct public statements, neither expressed an apology. The first was to the LA Times, where Dow said he shared the posts because, in his opinion, Mandami is going to destroy New York being a self-proclaimed socialist. The second statement was in a Facebook post on Friday when Dow shared and commented on a post he made after a Meeting Your Muslim Neighbor event in 2017. Dow says he has strong ties to and supports the Muslim community in San Luis Obispo County. The Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board has released two draft permits for public comment. The permits are necessary to extend operations at Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant as directed by Senate Bill 846. The comment period closes on December 8th. Operated by PG&E, the plant near Avila Beach is California's last operable nuclear power plant. The draft permits, which require approval by the Central Coast Water Board to become final, contain critical regulatory requirements for PG&E to continue operations following the state mandate to extend the plant's operational timeline. The drafts include stricter effluent limits and monitoring requirements to strengthen environmental protection and ensure compliance with the latest state and federal water quality standards. As part of the permit process, regional board staff comprehensively evaluated PG&E's compliance with the plant's current discharge requirements, and they incorporated new regulatory provisions. Among these requirements to bring the plant in line with the state's 2010 once-through cooling policy, which aims to reduce the harmful effects cooling water intakes used at coastal power plants can have on marine life. To continue operations, PG&E must also obtain an updated National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, which regulates how the plant discharges once through cooling water, desalinization brine, and treated wastewater into the ocean. In addition, PG&E is required to secure a Clean Water Act Section 401 water quality certification from the regional board before the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission can finalize its licenses for the plant's two reactors. On November 12th, the regional board will hold a workshop to answer questions and solicit public comments, and they expect to consider the draft permits in early 2026. More information on the permitting process and access to related documents can be found on the regional board's program page at waterboards.ca.gov/Central Coast. A San Luis Obispo County program designed to attract and retain healthcare workers will get a significant financial boost from a national nonprofit. On Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors voted to accept a $900,000 grant from Health Career Connection to support the Slow Healthcare Workforce Partnership, a program founded in 2023 to address the county's critical lack of healthcare services. With the funding, the partnership is projected to train more than 100 people through internships and a new nursing program at a Santa Maria college. Michelle Shoresman, a division manager at the county health agency which oversees the partnership, said the programs backed by the grant are an important first step towards Slo County being able to increase its healthcare workforce through its own residents. According to a provider study conducted by the county last year across 15 positions of need in the healthcare sector, health providers in the county must make an estimated total of more than 8,300 hires to keep pace with the healthcare sector's turnover and expected growth by 2034. The study found one of the biggest needs stem from the lack of nurses. Providers will need to make hires to replace more than 50% of all registered nurses, nursing assistants, licensed vocational nurses, and nurse practitioners by 2034. The county clerk's office has, the county clerk recorder's office has released its second unprocessed ballot report for San Luis Obispo County. According to the new report, there are about 32,000 ballots left for the clerk recorder's office to tabulate. The election results for Slo County has remained mostly stagnant with the new tabulated votes. In the count, about 56% of voters voted yes on Proposition 50 and 44% no. The next unprocessed ballot report from the county is expected to be released no later than 5 p.m. on Wednesday, November 12th. A Slo County Children's Museum and Play Space on the brink of closure was recently resurrected by an outpouring of community support. In late October, the Exploration Discovery Center in Grover Beach was struggling to keep its doors open after 2 months of extremely meager visitor attendance. Exploration Discovery Center creative manager Deborah Ugalde said the center was facing severe financial challenges amid poor patron turnout and rising insurance costs. Robert, vice president of the center's board of directors, created a GoFundMe fundraising campaign as a last resort to save the community space. As of Sunday, the fundraiser had raised more than $14,000. Ugalde said that after a few Guardian Angel sponsors contributed thousands of dollars to the effort, the center now has enough funds to stay open without any reduction in hours or cuts to staff for months to come. The Exploration Discovery Center is at 867 Ramona Avenue in Grover Beach. They're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Admission is $5 for children ages 2 to 12, $15 for adults, and $10 for seniors. Garrett Olson has been named the new president and CEO of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce. Olson previously served for 6 years as fire chief for the city of San Luis Obispo and co-founded a consulting business. During the pandemic, he temporarily left consulting to serve as CEO of the Slo Food Bank. Olson will officially begin his new role in January. In high school football on Friday, it was the first round of the Central Section playoffs. In Division II, San Luis Obispo beat Lemoore 42-32. Arroyo Grande destroyed Sunnyside 62-14. In Division III, Shafter beat Mission Prep 38-17. Paso Robles lost to Kennedy 63-28. In Division IV, the game of the week, Atascadero lost to Napomo 35-34 in two overtimes. That loss as the result of a failed two-point conversion. In Division V, Morro Bay beat Delano 51-21. Templeton Eagles had a first-round bye. They will host Kalinga in round two this Friday. Morro Bay will be at Liberty and Madera. Garces out of Bakersfield travels to Arroyo Grande to take on the Eagles. And the San Luis Obispo Tigers are on the road to take on Redwood High in Visalia. In NFL action for Week 10 Thursday night, in a game you heard here on KPRL, the Denver Broncos beat the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. Sunday, the LA Rams bested the San Francisco 49ers 42-26. On Sunday night football, the LA Chargers over the Pittsburgh Steelers 25-10. And tonight, on Monday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers at 5:15 p.m. That is local news. It's been brought to you by the Autobahn. KPRL News Time is 8:20. California News is next.
California headline news. In a 60-40 vote, 8 Democratic senators joined Republicans in advancing a stopgap measure aimed at funding the government through January 30th. California's 2 U.S. senators voted against it. House Member Ro Khanna of California opposes it.
If you're not willing to fight to stop premium hikes on 20 million Americans, then what are you willing to fight for? The Democratic Party needs to be strong.
Khanna calling for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to be replaced. Following passage of redistricting measure Prop 50 last week, California Republican Representative Kevin Kiley says he's definitely running for another term.
I will, absolutely. I mean, I think we have so much momentum in terms of improving the quality of life in California. We have this coalition for common sense that is really ascendant, that transcends party lines.
Kiley says he's still deciding which district to run in, noting that the proposed redrawn congressional district boundaries will result in his current district being divided 6 different ways. Gas prices averaging $4.71. Jeff Scott, California News.
There's nothing worse than starting your day with knots, whether they're in your plans or in your hair. But good news, Tangle Teaser is here to untangle both.
I have a giant head with wild, tangly hair, and brushing it has made me cry since I was a little kid, until now, because I discovered the Tangle Teaser hairbrush.
With patented 2-tiered teeth technology, it's the brush that gets it. No tugging, no breakage, no drama.
I was losing hair. I had whole patches in my head that were so embarrassing, but then I started using my Tangle Teaser, and I'm seeing almost no hair fall in my brush anymore.
From detangling in the shower to styling for your next big meeting, this is confidence in your palm.
When you brush your hair with this, tangles come out like nothing. It feels easy. It's made for your type of hair. So if you have very fine hair or you are curly or straight, there's a Tangle Teaser for you. I have like 2 or 3.
Find your Tangle Teaser match on Amazon. Use code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon and save with code TANGLE10OFF.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 8:23. Food and farm news is brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, to breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. With detection of New World screwworm less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, California animal health officials are urging ranchers, dairy farmers, feedlot operators, and other livestock handlers to stay vigilant for signs of the parasitic fly, which can inflict great harm to animals and economic damage to the livestock sector. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has been doing screwworm outreach to inform producers and veterinarians in Southern California California, with emphasis on San Diego and Imperial counties, because they both touch the U.S.-Mexico border. An incursion of screwworm into the U.S. would have immediate and severe trade impacts. Due to detections in Mexico, U.S. ports remain closed to livestock imports from the North American trading partner. Similar disruptions are expected if the screwworm is found in the U.S. Food and Farm News has been brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic is being brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop, earning customers trust and satisfaction for 6 decades. All right, looks like we have one incident to report. We have an SUV versus semi. The SUV lost. That is Chimney Rock Road by Justin Vineyards. Looks like they are off the side of the road now. Once again, we do have a traffic accident, a SUV and a semi at Chimney Rock Road by Justin Vineyards. Otherwise, you should have smooth sailing throughout the North Coast and County today. Traffic has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather is being brought to you on KPRL by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. North County weather, we are looking for mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 50. Tomorrow, partly mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s and winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, also with highs in the upper 60s. Rain on Thursday and early Friday. Highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low to mid 60s. It's currently 56 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 8:26.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The plan to end the government shutdown is moving through Congress, and stocks are sharply higher. The Nasdaq's recovering ground after its worst week in more than 7 months. Contract chip maker Taiwan Semiconductor sales are holding up, and the stock has gained 3%. Sales rose last month at the slowest pace in more than a year and a half, but growth remains in the double digits. Rumble shares up 13%. The video sharing app is acquiring Northern Data, an artificial intelligence company based in Germany. And Swiss drug maker Novartis says it has opened a new factory in Carlsbad, California, to make cancer treatments. It has committed $23 billion to build and expand facilities in the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Not sure what to get him this holiday? You can't go wrong with a gift from Untuck It. Every guy wants to unwrap our best-selling wrinkle-free and performance styles. From polished shirts for holiday parties to cozy layers for family photos, you'll find everything he needs to look sharp and feel comfortable all day and night. So, get a head start on your holiday gift list. Early holiday sale happening now. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list at untuckit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn. Untuck.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Don't forget, it's that time of the year, and that is Community Coats for Kids, their 38th annual. They're partnering with the Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles in the Day of Giving on December 13th. And they are needing cleaning. If you're needing cleaning or refreshing, you can take them to the Plaza Cleaners in Paso Robles or Atascadero Fashion Cleaners. And also, what is needed overall is good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for distribution, for collection, and boxes and so forth, which we have one here at KPRL. You can visit their website, and also that website is coatsforkidsslocounty.org, or to volunteer for setup distribution, contact Gail, 805-570-4524.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all heard the stories surrounding Abilene, Kansas, the wildest cattle town of them all, but have you heard the story about how Abilene was tamed by a man without a gun?
Thank you.
Back in the 1870s, Abilene, Kansas was so wild that when the locals built a jail, the cowboys tore it down as fast as it was constructed. When the jail was finally built, the cowboys freed the jail's first prisoner. Abilene's officials decided they needed a town marshal. A local man by the name of Tom Smith was hired. Even though Thomas Smith was a strong man, he was quiet and soft-spoken, and he seldom carried a gun. After being sworn in as Abilene's marshal, Tom Smith encountered Big Hank, a cowboy who was the loudest in his boasts that no one would take his gun. Marshal Smith asked Big Hank for his gun, and Big Hank refused. Instantly, Marshal Smith landed his fist in Big Hank's face, and Big Hank collapsed to the ground. Marshal Smith ordered Big Hank out of town. Next, in a bar, Marshal Smith encountered Wyoming Frank. Tom Smith asked for his gun, and he refused. So Marshal Smith hit him with two blows to the face. At this point, the saloon owner unbuckled his gun and handed it over. Everyone in the saloon followed by giving up their guns, and from that time forward, no one carried guns in Abilene, Kansas. Marshal Smith was successful because although Old West movies show cowboys constantly engaging in fistfights, cowboys were not accustomed to fighting with their fists. Marshal Smith was killed on November 3, 1870, not by a gunman, but a farmer with an axe. Incidentally, the person who took Marshal Smith's place was totally different. It was Wild Bill Hickok who shot first and talked later. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces at 7485 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Islamic American Relations Office calls for Slo County DA to retract social media posts. Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant, and Slo County gets a grant to recruit and retain healthcare workers. North County weather, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 80s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies tonight, lows near 50, tomorrow mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's currently sunny and 60 degrees. This local news update has been brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces at 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants a vote as soon as possible on passing a bill to reopen the government.
It's after 40 days of wandering in the wilderness and making the American people suffer needlessly. Some Senate Democrats finally have stepped forward to end the pain.
Now that there's a runway for its passage in the Senate.
The Democrats accepted an offer that was always on the table. The shutdown deal skips their crown jewel, the whole reason they were fighting in the first place to extend the Obamacare subsidies. Instead, they got a promise to hold a vote on it in December. Let me be clear about this. It's not a vote right now.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, the U.S. Supreme Court rejects the call to overturn its landmark decision to legalize same-sex marriage in nationwide while agreeing to decide whether states can continue to count late arriving mail ballots. America's listening to Fox News.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Hey folks, this is Greg King with your Valley Fresh Market. Thank you for making us feel so welcome in the North County. We have some great specials for you this week. Creekstone USDA Choice Top Sirloin Steaks, only $8.99 a pound. And Prairie Fresh All Natural Boneless Pork Loin Chops for just $2.99 a pound. Or our Creekstone In-Store Freshly Ground Lean Ground Beef, just $3.99 a pound. In our dairy department, we have high protein, whole milk, Noosa yogurt, just $2 for $4. We also have 32-ounce Lifeway Organic Kefir Milk for just $6.49 each. In our grocery department, all General Mills cereal, 8.5-ounce to 12-ounce packages, just $2 for $6. The best coffee in the world is the roaster closest to you. Pick up a pound of our Valley Fresh in-store roasted coffee. We are Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. Valley Fresh is located off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Do you
use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, we'll have some sun. Enjoy it. Highs in the upper 80s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy during the morning hours and overcast during the afternoon for you Tuesday. Highs expected in the upper 70s as we go to Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, upper 60s, rain, about a 95% chance on Thursday, low 60s, maybe some AM showers, about a 35% chance on Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny, low 60s Sunday, and also a week from today, next Monday. Today's UV index will be 3. It's November. Today's UV index, up and down, 6:35 AM, right on the nose, 5 PM. It is 61. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Sunny from the Floral Parlor. A lot of holiday stuff to talk about, and she'll help you along. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready. And it's brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you 24/7, same day. 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text that number as well. 238-KPRL, as we're ready.
I hear something saying.
Ha.
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 Don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the Good Morning Exchange.
Indeed it is.
KPRL.
Whatever may be on your minds, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you want to do it. Let's see here. On the text. Salute Carmel shook my hand with a limp wrist the day he and Jimmy Paulding met for coffee in SLO right after Paulding was elected to the board. Told me a lot about Salude. Okay. Well, I had a similar experience with Honest Abe. Abel Maldonado. Mm. This was before he was elected to the assembly. And he was down at the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce for one of those meet and greet the candidate type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And former councilman of Paso Robles, Jim Hegarty, he invited me to come down. So whatever reason, because I don't like those things. They're just, anyway. So I went down and because he wanted me to meet Honest Abe. So I go down. And Jim introduces me to Honest Abe. Well, let me tell you something here. Honest Abe, now, he lives in Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
He started telling me that how he listens to the show every morning. What do you think? How many seconds into that conversation did I know that I needed a shovel and boots?
A millisecond.
You're exactly right, yeah. Sir. A millisecond into that. And I had, while he's saying this, he is shaking my hand.
Sort of.
Well, I thought I was shaking the hand of a baby.
Oh.
And it was like
jeez.
And anyway, so sorry I've had the similar experience with another official.
Good memory for you. Good times. Oh. Good times.
Well, I guess in a sense it was because I figured out right away what he was.
And this was years before the internet.
Yes.
So that he couldn't have listened online.
No, he wasn't listening online. No. He's just another BS artist trying to get votes and people to back him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, as I tend to do, my mind was made up pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. However, regarding handshakes, mine probably wouldn't be much different.
What? No,
I wear gloves when I do yard work.
Okay, so what you're saying is your hands are like a baby's butt? What?
Well, I don't know, because I haven't, I don't want to sound like a pervert grabbing babies' butts.
Well, no, but you have a child, and you have grandkids. I'm sure you've changed a diaper once or twice. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. What am I saying? I sit corrected. There's no way. Have you ever?
Yeah, but not... you may find this hard to believe, but Linda didn't have a lot of faith in me doing that.
Okay, neither did my ex-wife.
And she did finally have to go or went away for a weekend with her sisters. And then it was my job to do it.
Keep him alive and changed.
Well, I'll give him credit. He didn't whine that he needed to be changed, so why should I change him?
Oh, jeez. He didn't say anything. He can't speak. He's baby gibberish. In his baby talk, he was saying, please.
I didn't even get the crying from him, so I figured all is good.
Well, I'm sure he already knew that that wasn't going to do him any good. I mean, you know, it took him a split second to make his decision, too. This is my dad. Yeah. He does sports. We'll throw the ball together.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. We'll do that stuff. Go for a bike ride. Go throw you in the ocean. Feed you to the sharks. That type of stuff. Yeah, yeah. That's
good
it.
Dad son stuff.
Yeah, you know, memories.
Yeah,
creating memories. That's what you do. That's my job. Let's see here. Well, before I get into something else, I don't know how many of you earned this, but the former speaker who is retiring and. Nancy Pelosi, she earned more than $130 million in stock profits, a return of 16,930% during her time in Congress. Boy, she's pretty damn good. She should have been a financial advisor.
Yeah, did that all on her own, too, I'm sure. Yeah.
All on her own, folks. Let's give her some medals. Let's give her an honor. Let's give her a nice go-away party and everything else and talk about ethical and how she cares for the American public. These people absolutely... all have handshakes like Carbajal and Maldonado.
Yeah. Don't forget about her, her trophy just for playing the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your participation trophy.
Yeah, we got that. All right. So Chad did the story this morning on the nursing and this money.
Yes.
Okay. This should come as no surprise. Is no surprise to many people. Okay, what is one of the reasons that we have for nursing shortages, not only here in this county, in the state, but around the country?
Yeah, more and more people are getting older.
It's a combination of high factors. And yes, the aging population is one too.
Mm-hmm.
And also the recent pandemic exasperated many people working in the nursing profession.
Yeah.
So we have, again, to an extent, a government decision increasing the stress and the higher rate, causing these nurses to leave the profession. And of course, that means that those who see this, who are not nurses yet, saying, maybe I don't want to get into that profession. So now, these are just my words to try to make a point. So now we're going to or have to bribe people to get into a profession where before people wanted to get into the profession because they are of that cut. Some people are, some aren't, thank goodness. Of all the nurses I've in surgeries and everything I've had, I've only had one bad nurse in all these years. One bad nurse. That was it. The rest of them were all outstanding. All outstanding. So once again, government. Government is a contributor to this, particularly in the last few years. So when government touches something, generally, because of the government mechanism, what you have is a situation where usually it increases spending, regulations, and then that creates this little thing called subsidies. High government spending general, and when these things such as, something as insignificant as, healthcare. Now, government spending on healthcare has increased significantly, and it's a factor in the rising healthcare costs. Okay, so what happens when government got more involved in education? Well, higher tuition costs because of the federal grants and programs and so forth linked to the tuition costs. And again, the subsidies. So government increases the prices, and then they come and give more money or get it from the taxpayers to cover the expenses. This is just, it goes back and forth, and as we always point back to, the people that elect these morons to do these things, or if you really want them, but as a gentleman called in last week, near one of the end of the hour, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday, is maybe, well, I know it's not going to happen, but we should have a list of things we want to check to pay taxes for. My guess that a lot of people would not check many of the boxes. I think I used an example of for example, say 50 things and see how many sign up for them. And I'm not including fire, traffic, and, you know, roads and stuff like that. So anyway, you have that. So when government gets involved, you just know to grab your ankles because it's going to happen. It's just history will tell you that. History will tell you that. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here, another one on the Facebook. I can't. When you send me these, Supreme Court agrees to decide if mail-in ballots must arrive by Election Day. The case concerns a challenge to a federal law barring states from accepting mail ballots after Election Day. Well, I would be in favor of that. However, I'd be more in favor if we just had go to the polls and vote.
Right.
It's the least we can do to get off our duffs and do it. Okay, talk about bribes. The Paso Robles School District, they have a $2,000 sign-on bonus for full-time bus drivers. To my knowledge, board member Nathan Williams has been the only one on record to have taken one of those positions. Does he get the $2,000 sign-on bonus? Because the school district is broke and working on the board. No money there either, just saying. Well, this is an issue beyond just Nathan Williams. There is a school board shortage around the country also. And the Paso Robles School District has, for the last couple of years, I'm not going to use the word begging, but I've seen those signs on the buses. And yes, they're just looking for people. He's retired, I understand, and he has the time. And if he's doing that, why not? Why shouldn't he get the bonus? Why shouldn't he get the bonus? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Chad. This is Darsha. I just wanted to say yes, I encourage the precinct voting. I wanted to also encourage people supporting Veterans Day to be able to come out to the new California state election. That is occurring tomorrow at Uncle Ed's Outfitters from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And it's all about representation for the, as Kenny Enney puts it, the country mice versus the city mice. So in those terms, we're looking for representation from all Californians, not just the Californians in the most populated areas. And there's still a lot of ballots to count for San Luis Obispo County.
Well, I would use mice, and then the other one I would use rats.
There you go. I like that.
Okay, we're out of time. Got to go. Thanks so much. And, yeah, don't forget, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we will, nobody will be here. Not even the mice or the hamsters there. We'll be running some specials on Vietnam, the Korean War, and Desert Storm. So remember to honor those who have served our country.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The 41st Annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park. A San Luis Obispo County program designed to attract and retain healthcare workers is getting a significant financial boost from a national nonprofit and will have high school football first round CIF playoffs for you. Weather-wise, we are looking for partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and lows near 50 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. This local news update on KPRL has been brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I will have on Sunny from the Floral Parlor. It's the holidays, so get ready for this. And Suzanne in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.